104.7, Andy and Mel, 704, 15 for a high today. It is 19 right now. We have got a lot of stuff to give away this morning, too. We've got tickets to the comedy night at the Vault tonight.
Mm-hmm. Comedian Steve Hurst.
Steve Hurst is there. He's been in studio with us before, hasn't he? British guy?
I think so.
I think he was. And then we've got that to give away. We also have not one, but two Wild Wetter West season passes to give away.
Which is awesome.
You can order them. They are discounted through today only. You have until midnight to buy them. You can call out there during the day to buy them if you like doing it that way, or mm-hmm. go out there. Or you can buy them online. And if you forget and you try calling out there and you're at a New Year's Eve party and you're drunk, they will laugh at you.
Mm-hmm, they will.
Later. I mean, they won't, you know, tell anyone your name or anything, but they'll get a chuckle out of it because apparently it happens every year. But anyway, we'll be talking to Emily later on this morning, too, from Wild Wetter West about that. So before 8 o'clock, we will give away a New Year's Eve or a Wild Wetter West season pass.
There you go.
All right. So the apocalypse is drawing nigh after all.
What?
Get ready. Get your bug out bags. Get ready to go. Because
why?
Kim Kardashian's having a baby.
Oh.
Yep. And the father is A, Kanye West, B, Reggie Bush, C, other.
I'm going with alien.
An immaculate conception?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's too much immaculate about Kim Kardashian.
I don't think so either.
No, Kanye West is the baby daddy. He even said... called her his baby mama on stage over the weekend.
So rude.
Is that really rude?
I find it rude. I would not want to be called anybody's baby mama.
Do you feel like it's the... Because, I mean, Crystal is my baby mama.
Right.
Almost three times now.
But it's derogatory. Like, it's not a nice term, the way that it's usually used.
Just so. Insinuates that you're no longer together?
Well, yeah.
Well, maybe he's just saying it as a joke.
Okay. Usually you don't really like your baby mama, well, like when they use that term.
Yeah, usually. And in the song Gold Digger, it's definitely not used in a positive light.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah. So they went public back in March, and Kim Kardashian was married to Chris Humphries. Remember
she's
that?
She's still married to him.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, their divorce isn't finalized.
Right. They're still married.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
What is, are they not, get, do they have to wait that long? What's the deal? What's the holdup?
I don't know. Well, I don't know what state they're in that they're filing, and most states require a cool-off period. South Dakota requires 60 days a cool-off period. I don't know. I'm sure they're fighting about something in the divorce, which you wouldn't think that they need to, considering they were married 72 days.
Yeah.
You would think the judge would just say, yep, you're divorced.
I would have just gone for an annulment.
So, I don't know what the holdup is.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. that's fun. The Vikings are playoff bound. Yeah.
Skull.
They're going to be playing the Packers again next weekend.
Crap.
On Saturday. I'd rather play them.
Why?
I think for all of the teams that are in the playoffs, I think the Packers, at least for the Vikings, not in general, but for the Vikings, are the most beatable.
Oh.
I think they match up the best with them.
Okay.
And they have the best chance of beating them.
Okay.
So...
we just got done playing them, though.
I know. That's what makes it really interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very, very interesting.
It should be a very interesting game, that's
yeah.
for sure.
Well, yeah. it was... Last time they played at Lambeau, I think the final was like 24-13.
Yeah, I think so.
Something like that. It was
beginning
fairly
of December.
Close.
Yeah.
The game yesterday was even closer, but higher scoring.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't really stop each other for the most part. Vikings were stopping the Packers early in the game. Not that you would know because you didn't watch it.
Yeah, but, well, you could have been there at the game.
Okay.
In the Mall of America Field.
Okay.
And you passed it up.
Shh.
Mm-hmm. Are you shooing me?
I did shoo.
Uh-uh. No. If I would have had free tickets to go to the game yesterday, I would have been there.
You're so easy to distract.
I have ADD.
So Adrian Peterson came 9 yards away from breaking Eric Dickerson's record of 2,105 yards. He finished with 2,096.
It's amazing, though.
And after the game, it was so funny watching the interview with Pam Oliver, and she asked him something like, how did it feel to come so close? And you're only 9 yards away. And his reaction, I was 9 yards away?
Well, yeah, you wouldn't know until the end of the game.
Yeah. No, it's not like baseball where you know how many hits and RBIs you have.
It's such a bummer, though.
I know.
So close.
So close.
Such a beast.
But it's cool the way everybody was like rooting for him. Even anti-Viking people were rooting for him to break the record. Because watching records get broken is cool. It's fun.
Yeah.
No matter who's doing it. Milestones, records, it's always fun to watch. So he came very close. And he also did say during the press conference, maybe next year.
I'd like to see it happen next year then, since we didn't get it this year. That'd be awesome.
Well, if he could play for a whole year on a knee that was 100%, because his knee was only about 85, 90% when the season started.
Yeah.
And he didn't, I don't think he got a 100-yard game until week 4.
Yeah, can you imagine on a fully healed knee?
And I don't know. I remember before the game, he had a lot fewer carries to get to where he was going than Eric Dickerson had.
Oh.
Now, he had like 34 carries yesterday, so he ran the ball a lot. But I don't know if he came that close with fewer carries. Plus, they throw the ball so much more now than they did back then. That's why it's kind of a really big deal.
Because
the game is different than it was then.
I mean,
running the ball was pretty normal back then in the mid-80s. Now it's, you know, it's something they do every once in a while.
Right.
So anyway, yeah, it was fun to watch. Vikings win. They beat the Packers, and now they have to play the Packers again on Saturday. And it'll be the last game of the day, 7 o'clock, NBC,
yep.
No Joe Buck, which
Yay.
Is the best part
Yay.
Of all of this. I would almost rather watch the Vikings lose without Joe Buck on the TV than watch them win with him on the TV. He just makes it hard to watch the game. He really does.
Oh, you hate him.
I do. Ever since that Randy Moss game, that is a disgusting act. I have that clip here somewhere.
Okay.
But, yeah. I'll find that.
The Stampede won yesterday, too.
Yeah, they did.
4-2, beat Des Moines.
We have got tickets to the New Year's Eve comedy show at The Vault. If you want them, give us a call. 361-555-7, caller 10. They belong to you.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Yeah. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:20. Happy New Year, almost.
Yeah.
Are you going out tonight?
Yeah, I am. Do you want to know what I'm going to do?
I don't really care, no.
Okay.
Do you think I'm going out tonight?
I know you're not.
You know I'm not.
Because you don't ever go out.
How do you know I'm not?
Because you don't ever go out.
You don't know I'm not going out.
Are you going out?
No.
Okay.
But you didn't know I was not going out.
It was a very, very, very good guess.
Okay. But you didn't know I wasn't going out.
I was using my psychic powers.
Okay. I found something terribly funny on 3news.co.nz, New Zealand news website.
Okay.
They had a list of the most ironic news stories of the year.
Oh.
like the Mongolian restaurant in the UK the UK ended up banning all you can eat diners because people were eating too much. The emoticon inventor hates smileys.
What?
We had that story. Remember that?
I know, but
a few
still,
months back.
How can I don't? You can't hate smileys if you invented them.
Yeah, you can.
No.
You think some of those rock stars that are still playing those songs that are 30 years old that everybody wants to hear and they're just tired of it?
Oh, maybe. I don't think AC/DC is tired of Shook Me All Night Long.
An anti-Semitic leader discovers he's Jewish. These are the most ironic news stories of the year.
Oh, boy.
Dead Ends Buried Alive record attempt.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. The description didn't really give us much.
Okay.
An inmate arrested for refusing to leave prison.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. An overdue gas bill killed Eternal Flame. It's happened in Kyrgyzstan.
Oh my goodness.
They were, the capital was behind on their gas bill, so the utility company shut it off. And also shut off the Eternal Flame. So apparently, only Eternal if the gas bill gets paid.
Well, it probably runs off gas.
A blacklist was blacklisted by the UK police. They won't use the word blacklist anymore.
Oh.
So they blacklisted blacklist.
That's awesome.
Uh-huh. And prison officers were offering free food to inmates if they could break the locks on their cell doors. I think we had that story, too. I remember something about that.
I don't recall that story.
They were basically trying to test them out. Hey, if you can break out of your cell, you'll get free, you'll get extra food or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, a reward for breaking out of your cell.
Well, it's not like they're going to get very far.
No, no. I suppose not. It's also not as bad as getting arrested for refusing to leave prison, but...
You didn't want to leave.
I guess not. We have got, the internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I probably shouldn't be making any New Year's resolutions this year, mainly because I'm still working on the ones from last year.
Yeah. Are you doing any this year?
I don't know. I've been actually thinking about that the last couple of days. Because, I mean, today is when you're supposed to make them.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, I want to lose the last 10, 15 pounds. That yeah. I set my goal. I mean, I lost 29 pounds this year, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's...
So I'd like to lose the rest of it this year.
Yeah.
So that, I guess. But I don't really have any others necessarily yet. I'll think about it. Do you have any?
Not really.
No?
I don't really have any to speak of.
I don't know. This last year sucked. So as long as 2013 is way better than last year.
Do you ever find that, like, for the longest time, for me anyway, odd numbered years were bad and even numbered years were good?
Oh, 2012 was bad, though.
I'm not saying that's how it is for everybody. Just for me, that's how it seemed to go.
So
for
this,
the longest
this
time.
Next year is going to suck for you? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no.
Oh.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that for the longest time it was, and it kind of all ended when I got married in 2007.
Interesting. So you're saying now that because I'm single, it's just going to keep sucking.
No, no.
That's what you're saying.
No, that's not at all what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Stop pretty much femalizing what I say.
That's what it sounded like.
All I said was that for me...
Uh-huh.
I wasn't even saying that's how it is. I was just saying, for me, the odd-numbered years for a long time were bad, and the even-numbered years were good. And that trend kind of stopped after I got married. That's all I was saying. I wasn't saying anything about you at all.
Uh-huh. I have a trend of 3 years in a row being bad, so we're going to good year.
All your years sucked.
No, just the last three.
Okay.
The thing is what's funny is that they were... really bad, but really good. Like, it's such a weird thing. I don't even know how to explain it to you. I mean, you know what's going on in my life.
They're oxymoronic.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've had an oxymoron last 3 years. Explains all my boyfriends, too.
They're either an ox or a moron. One or the other.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:40. We're going to top out at 15 today. It's New Year's Eve. We've got a season pass to Wild Water West giveaway before the end of this hour. So don't go anywhere.
Andy remembers.
I will remember. Stop it.
Okay.
Aren't you just going to wave something at me?
No. I'll find something to wave at you. But I'll waive the playoffs part, and then you'll remember why. What
playoffs? Oh yeah, I found that sound clip of why I hate Joe Buck.
Okay.
It goes back to when the Vikings were playing the Packers in Lambeau Field.
That is a disgusting act by Randy Moss.
He did a fake moon to the crowd. He didn't actually drop his pants.
That's funny.
And Joe Buck overreacted.
That is a disgusting act by Randy Moss.
Well, here's the thing. The Packer fans outside Lambeau always moon the Vikings bus when they come into town. That's why he did it.
Rude.
Yeah.
Really?
And he didn't actually do it. He just made it look like he did it.
A reference to mooning. Yeah.
I think he got a little fine. I don't remember exactly, but anyway.
Probably worth it.
Probably was.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been worth it to me. Anyway, so New Year's resolutions. We were just talking about these, and I don't really, I mean, I could do the whole, oh, lose weight thing. Well, my hair is halfway to my neck right now because I vowed I would not cut my hair until I hit 250.
Will you please lose that weight?
I'm working on it.
I can't handle it. Your hair is like. It's so
go ahead, big. Insult me.
It's so big and poofy and.
Hey, at least I put product in it.
I know.
You know what it would look like
Thankfully,
if I didn't put the pomade in?
Like Ronald McDonald, except for black hair.
Yeah.
Instead of red hair.
Well, no, then it would look brown.
Okay.
The product makes it look darker than it is. But outside of that, I can't think of any resolution I would want to do.
Okay.
And like you have the same thing. It's always the weight loss thing or whatever.
That's what most people do.
So here's, we were just talking during the break that here's what we decided to do. If you have an idea for a resolution that Mel or I should make for the new year, let us know what it is.
Yeah. You get to make the resolution
Make the resolution for us. Of course, it doesn't necessarily mean we're going to.
To do it.
Make that resolution, but. No.
But it'll be entertaining to hear what they
what
think.
What someone else thinks we should do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I might get yelled at here.
Yeah, this might not go the way that we want it to. It might go in a negative way.
And we always make the resolution every year to suck less. So
we do.
You can you can.
You don't
that
have to
out.
Add that one.
We already know that one.
Yeah.
But if you have any idea for a resolution for one of us, 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com, or you won't care at all and won't call.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a weird day. There's a lot of people off today.
There is it is an odd day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, if you have an idea for us, let us know. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Have a Wild Water West pass to give away before the end of this hour. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:52 up to 15 for the high today. Don't you hate it when you read a joke and don't get that it's a joke?
I already knew the joke.
I hadn't read this before. Rob emailed this to us, and I was reading through it, and I'm like, oh, that's a good public service announcement, and I didn't.
But it is in all seriousness.
In all seriousness, yes, good idea.
Yeah.
You know, if you're out tonight and you end up hammered or even just a little bit tipsy, call a cab. Get a ride from someone who's not drunk. Here's the email. At this time of year when the roadblocks come up with great regularity, I would like to share a personal experience with my closest friends about drinking and driving. As you well know, some of us have been known to have had a few brushes with the authorities on our way home from an occasional social session over the years. A couple of nights ago, I was out for an evening with friends and had a couple of cocktails and some rather nice red wine. Knowing full well I may have been slightly over the limit, I did something I've never done before. I took a cab home. Sure enough, I passed the police roadblock, but since it was a cab, they waved it past. I arrived home safely without incident, which was a real surprise as I had never driven a cab before and am not sure where I got it or what to do with it now that it's in my garage.
So, sometimes it takes a second to get it.
Yeah.
Well, especially when you don't read the whole final paragraph. Like, even though it was italicized.
Right near the end of it, I said, oh, that's that joke.
And I hadn't took the seen cab. It before. And
like he stole it.
Yeah, he stole a cab. In all seriousness, though, It's a lot cheaper to spend $20 on a cab ride home than it is to pay for lawyers and any other horrible things that might happen when you're driving drunk. So
exactly.
Resolutions for the new year. We couldn't really come up with any for ourselves, so we're asking you for help. What to do as a New Year's resolution? Ginger's on the phone. How are you, Ginger?
Very well. How you doing?
Pretty good. So do you have a resolution for us?
Yes, I have a resolution for you guys. It has nothing to do with weight.
Okay.
Save $1,000 each.
Hmm.
Hmm. Well, I have over $1,000 in the bank.
Well,
saved
up. But save an extra $1,000 next year. You have 365 days to save $1,000.
There you go.
I like that idea.
That's the way I am.
The $5 thing, have you heard of that? Where every time you have a $5 bill, like in your wallet, that you're supposed to take it out and put it in a jar?
I've never heard that.
Pinterest.
Really?
Yeah, but it's like a cool way, an easy way of saving money. So every time you have a $5 bill in there, then you put it, and some people do it with dollar bills, $1 bills. But I like the
$5
better.
I was on a streak recently where I had so many ones, it looked like I was going to a strip bar.
Are you sure you weren't, Andy?
I wasn't, no.
I don't think you
I just finally said, I'm sorry to do this to you, but I'm going to make this $12 purchase in ones because I'm tired of my wallet being enormous.
At least it wasn't pennies.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah. Well, thank you for the call, Ginger.
No, thank you.
Bye-bye. It's always a good idea. Save money.
Yeah.
How much money would you say you've saved in the last year?
Not very much.
Yeah. We haven't saved as much as I would have liked. And most of it was just the money from my wife selling her car. Elizabeth is on the phone. How are you, Elizabeth?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. So, you have an idea for us for a resolution?
Unfortunately, I don't know you guys well enough. I listen every morning, but I don't know you well enough to tell you what you guys should do, but I have some advice.
Okay.
What I always try and do every year is do something that, you know, a small bad habit that would be attainable if you try and stop. So this year, for example, I'm a nail biter.
Oh, so am I.
Yeah. And so I'm going to make my New Year's resolution to quit biting my nails. And I know that they have this nail polish that like tastes bad, that's clear. So like girls or guys could use it. And so
I didn't know that either.
I know I use the really cool sticker nail things to do my nails lately. So, and I don't, I'm kind of, I don't know, addicted to doing my nails. So I don't bite them.
I love your idea, Elizabeth.
The idea is awesome.
It's something that's kind of gross and it's kind of, I mean, my nails don't look cute and I'm a girl. And so for me, it's kind of like a big deal, you know?
I can't remember the last time I used a fingernail clipper on my fingernails.
Oh.
I know. It's just that, me neither. And so I just want to, you know, kick something that's kind of a gross, smaller bad habit.
Yeah.
So that I know it's attainable.
No, that's a great idea. Thanks for the call, Elizabeth.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I had never thought of that one. And it is, every time I vacuum my car, I always find little pieces of fingernail on the floor mat.
Ew.
I know. It's gross. I try to throw them out the window.
You bite them that much that have chunks of nail?
I do it so subconsciously, I don't even realize I'm doing it.
Oh, we're going to have to find that bad tasting nail polish for you.
Yeah. No, I didn't know that existed. That's a fantastic idea.
Wow.
That's a great idea.
Can't believe you take off that big of chunks on your nails.
Although I did just get a text message that says chronic nail biters will get used to the taste.
Oh, bad tasting. But it might be enough to stop
It'll
you.
It'll be an acquired taste. If it tastes like broccoli, I'll probably quit fast.
Oh, that's what they should do for you.
Let's give away a Wild Water West season pass, shall we?
Okay.
Caller 10-361-5557, your last day to get the discounted season passes for Wild Water West. And if you're the 10th caller right now, you'll win one on us. 361-5557. Good luck.
Hot 104.7.com.